Batteries to power.
Turbines to speed.
Ready to move out.
And away we go, just like the clown. Prince of Crime just said, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time once again. We took a week off, but it's 9:04 on the East Coast. It's a Friday night. It's December. Oh, my God, it's a holiday season. Oh, my God, I can't believe the year's almost up, and it's almost Christmas. Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Pogo Man, a former Virtuite, now an Everlastingite, if you want to call us that. And good evening, it's Paragon Radio. I think I said that already. If not, this is Paragon Radio. There, I said it again. I'm not alone, though. No. I'm hanging out in the Paragon Radio news satellite, broadcasting from a height of 6 feet above sea level. A low orbit. I'm telling you. And along with me is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's Mad Viking.
Don't worry about me. I'll stay in the snow. Do not open the door. I'll stay outside.
That's right. That's right. And we have the weather report here from where are Paragon City. It's snowing. It's not sticking. But we think the water is icy. So go ice skating. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Isn't that amazing? The snow isn't sticking, but the ice is all solid. The water is all solid.
Is that solid?
Oh, it's solid. Yeah, look out. Oh, he just hit his face in the thing. Boy, it's a good thing that wall was there to stop his face. Or his face stopped his body. Are you okay?
You got some good hang time if you jump from it.
Hold on. We have a... What do you call them? We have a volunteer. Are you okay, sir? My face off the rest of my body. Very good, sir. Okay. Way to go. Top notch. You want something for it? No, I'm completely numb right now. All right. Wow.
I will say you'll get some hang time if you jump right. And
yes.
Right from you. You saw me, I mean.
Yeah, I think the finest skating you could do is Steel Canyon up north side by the pond up over there.
Now that brings up an interesting question. Independence Port.
Oof, oh yeah. Is that
Talos Island?
Oh God, is that? No, I think that's all still water because that's like for the boats and all that. Otherwise, the boats couldn't get through. I think it's like the bodies of water, like the lakes and all that.
All right.
So, and of course, with the snow and the winter event, it's time to save Baby New Year. Let me tell you something. This isn't the Baby New Year from that Rudolph special, if you know what I'm talking about. This is some kind of mutant baby. And by mutant, I don't mean like X-Men mutant. This is a mutated something. Okay? You know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to be polite about this.
Baby Herman still looks cute. Let's put it that way.
This is like a face only its mother could love. Because this baby has like muscles. All right. This baby. Okay. Baby Finster. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
That's right. I'm waiting for this baby at the end to go, "Thanks for saving me, pal." And to light up a cigar and go, "Want one?" You know what I'm saying?
Get out. Baby Finster got to remember that use naughty language.
Yeah, that's right. Get me out of this place. And the kid runs. Baby New Year crawls. This baby runs. It runs with you. All right? This thing sprints.
Mind you, don't get it near a cliff.
Yeah, forget
yeah,
about it.
It sprints, but it does not climb.
I mean, I'm waiting. I mean, one of these years, I'm just waiting to see it wear a derby and have a cigar out of its mouth. Well, are you here to save me or not? What took you so long?
And let's not forget going up against Lady Winter and the Winter Lord.
Right. That's right. I forgot about the Winter Lord. Oh, God. Boy, that brings back some bad memories. I think every old school player has about 1 to 100 Winter Lord event memories that they want to forget.
All right. Well, now we talked about this quite extensively on Dawn Radio and Champions. It's time to catch up to everyone else. How did you do with extralife.org?
Okay. Oh, hold on. All right. So, yes, the extralife.org charity gaming marathon weekend ended. I found out that the technical equipment I have right now is not technically sound for streaming. I apologize for that. I don't know. We didn't check out the replay videos. I just got so frustrated. We tried everything we could to stream live. Audio-wise, if you want to try and watch the videos, everything was great. It just got to a point I got fed up. So I was recording, but it was just like I just stopped talking after a while. I just got fed up. The videos, if I just remain perfectly still after a while, the video stays with me. It's fine. It stays right there with me the whole time. The second I start moving, that's when we have problems. And we did some tests. It turns out I talked to Ehrlich in our group. Hopefully soon or by the end of January, I am going to get some equipment to upgrade so we can actually start streaming the show in games, either in City of Heroes, Champions Online, some other games. So we can do that. We know what the problem is now. We have taken that step. I have streamed. We got our feet wet. Now we know what the problem is. So we've taken that step. We've crossed the stream of streaming, if that makes sense. You know, we've done it. So now we know what to do. I have a channel set up on Twitch. Just the video is really suck ass. If you want to go check them out, go, yep, he was right. They suck ass. Okay, but that being said, all in all, we had another donation this week. Right now, currently, let me see if I have a drum roll before I say anything.
I don't know. I don't think I gave you the draft song.
I have a drum roll. You have a drum roll.
Oh, you don't
have to.
Okay.
Hold on. I have a drum roll. The current total is. Well, that sucks. Hold on. Wait for it. No symbol at the end? Hold on. Do that again with a symbol at the end, damn it. Oh, that's better. Why don't you do that sooner? Thank you. The grand total as of last night is $280. Woo-hoo. Which is an all-time high in a single year for us. $280. I don't hear the peanut gallery.
Yeah? No,
guys.
No. I was about to say, this is your victory lap.
Not you. Hey, you want to try that again? Hold on. Wait. We'll try that again. $280, the most I've raised in a single season.
Yay!
Jeez. Great ad-libbers they are. Got to hold the cue cards up faster next time for them.
Now then.
So there we are.
Yes. And, you know, And I was helping promote every DJ that was on during that weekend. On Dornery was helping promote. Want to thank all the DJs who were able to help do that, or at the very least make some donations as well. But one day fell in interest. And that's when was on City of Heroes and Champions at the same time.
Yeah.
In which I went, all right, we're going to have a little competition. Which side can raise money the most? City of Heroes.
Yeah, that's when I came up with that. When I came up with the idea, because this is what because what happened was Thursday and Friday, I had a lot of technical difficulties with the stream early in the day. And I spent the first half of Thursday and the first half of Friday playing with the stream. And I spent more time working on the stream than playing. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. Monday, I'm going to play. I'll play Monday for an additional 6 hours to make up for the Thursday and Friday working on the stream instead of playing, right? And you were in both games, and I said, you know what? I have an idea. You made the announcement because we know we have listeners on Sunday when you're doing your show from both games. So we made the announcement. Whichever game from that time, from what, 5 or 5:30 to 8 p.m., whichever side, Shadow Dancer, that's one word. Hold on. Shadow Dancer, trying to do that. Sorry, she's trying to do the Shadow Dancer, trying to do a whole torch. It's one word.
You there?
I'm trying to see Shadow Dancer next to her. She's trying to do a whole torch. It's one word.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to do the whole torch thing, but she's doing hold and torch is two words. It's one word. There you go. She got. There you go. Shout out to Instagram.
There
okay.
we go.
So, all right. Very good. All right. So I said, you know what? Let's have some fun. I don't want to alienate the City of Heroes side, and I know we have a lot of City of Heroes listeners from like 5:30 to 8 o'clock Sunday night. No worries, Shadow Dancer. Hold on. Sorry, I'm just sending a message. So I said, let's have some fun. If we could actually get City of Heroes players to donate more money for between now and the 8 p.m. hour, because every day we were playing from 2 to 8. I was playing from 2 to 8, rather. So from that point on until the end of the playing day, if we get City of Heroes players to donate at that point more than the chain. Now, there was a reasoning for this. If I could get them to donate money, I would play City of Heroes on money instead of playing in Champions. My thinking was this. The Champions players would then rise up and go, oh, no, he's not. He's playing with us like he's always been. They would rise up. Somebody wants the link for the podcast.
Okay.
They, you know, that they would rise up. And, they would rise up and donate more to keep me over. I'm trying to do two things at once here.
Is that right?
Why isn't this? Oh, wait, I got to do that. Never mind. So I was thinking that, you know, if the Champions Online players heard that City of Heroes players were donating a bunch of money to make me play City of Heroes, they would donate more money to say, no, he's still going to keep playing over here tomorrow. Well, we had one donation of $10 for Champions Online to start things off right off the bat. A $10 donation. And that was it. So you City of Heroes players couldn't even donate $11.
And I was shouting in broadcast. I was shouting in the looking for group. I was shouting in the help. I was shouting in the Paragon chat. So this was not a case of, you know, I'm just sticking to zone and I went derp, derpity, derp, derp. No.
We sat there. So, as promised, I now turn, for the rest of the show, I now turn my back to City of Heroes. There, I turn my back. There, I turn my back. There. Are you witnessing this?
Yes, I am.
There, I turn my back for the rest of the show. I turn my back to City of Heroes for the rest of the episode. I can't see what's going on now.
But it was like all the donations we got, all the donations we got came from the Champions Online group. The
$10.
Radio list group.
Yes.
Well, almost every penny as a whole for the whole thing. You know, there were, of course,
I got some from family and friends, from non-players. Right. But mm-hmm. every penny that came from players came from the Champions Online community.
And I'm going, I remember, Mr. and Mrs. Wentworth, when they did their real hero fundraisers.
Oh, yeah.
And they would raise up a lot of money. I was like, who knows?
They would donate. I remember then they donated to me, too, because we would broadcast. Matter of fact, when they started doing that, we promoted that on the show. When they started doing that, they were guests on this show the first
mm-hmm.
year. Every year, we promoted that. Matter of fact, that first year, whatever the items they had each week, we promoted the first couple of the groups, the charity groups that the money was going to, we promoted. Because what it was, when you won an auction, you got to choose where the money went to of the four groups. There were four charity groups, and you got to pick.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But what are we saying? There was here's the ball drop.
Yeah. And that would go on because when City of Heroes was still open, we would do it that weekend, the official weekend of Extra Life. They would do theirs, I think, the weekend or 2 weekends afterwards. They would start doing theirs. So we would be able to do it. See, we would do the Extra Life thing the one weekend. Then a couple weekends later, they would do their charity thing. So we would be able to promote them separately.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be one big weekend of, trying to do two things at once. So there you go.
So, like I said, it wasn't a case of, in fact, I would not have been surprised if I got blocked by a few people or ignored. But, like I said, I was doing the looking for group channel. I was doing the help channel, the broadcast,
yeah,
the zone.
Yeah. Everything. And what's funny was there were some people who made comments on my page, most worthwhile cause. Right? They didn't donate anything. They made positive comments, proud of what I was doing, never donated.
I mean, okay, I can understand, made the acknowledgement.
That's cool. That's cool. Help spread the word then, just. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Like I said, we want to thank everyone on the Champions side.
Yes.
Now, remember that, I'm getting ready for DawnCon 6.
Yes, that's next. That's after the holidays, right? That's
right.
We have to start preparing for that. So right now, I would just like to personally thank everybody who donated. I'd like to thank all the DJs, especially Mad Viking, who took time out of their schedules, who helped promote my marathon gaming, my marathon charity gaming, helped raise money. I couldn't have done it without
you
guys.
Let's go right down the line here. Let's start with Mordekaiser, because it did start on Metal Day. Mordekaiser, Thunderstruck, Ehrlich, Alto, Cybrax, Sparks, Softflips, Tastes Like Chicken, Coconut, Jester, me, Short Bus, and it went to Monday, so it will still be me because I'll do the podcast. Yes.
Right. You were there for the end
Sparks
of it.
Again.
Yes. Whew. Was bad, a busy weekend. And I'll tell you, man, I have not played a six-hour stretch since last year. After that first day, I was tired. I was like, I got to do this three more days. And then because of technical errors, I was like, I'll throw another day. And I decided that Thursday night. And I'm like, and I announced I'm doing an additional day. Oy vey, what was I thinking? But I think what saved me was, I forgot what day it was. I switched it to 4 to 10 Saturday so I could have time to play around with the computer. And once I got through that 4 to 10, I was able to get a couple hours sleep. But then the next day, it was like 2 to 8. So I didn't have that much time to rest. But once I got through that, then I was like, okay, you know what? It's 8 p.m. I got plenty. I'm going to bed early tonight. I think pretty much I didn't log into the game after that. I was like, guys, I can't do it. I'm just going to eat dinner quick. And I'm going to bed. I think I did. I think I just fell asleep right after I ate dinner. Or I think I waited an hour to digest, and then I went to bed. And then pretty much the next day, I got up, took a shower, and just got ready to go. And I think I sat at the computer for a couple hours just updating my character. And I got to level 30 by the end of the weekend, too. Went from level 6, which is good. Usually I only get to level 26, so I got four extra levels this time on him. So I was having fun playing him, too. So I actually got to Monster Island this time. Usually I don't get that far, so I was happy. But that was fun. But like I said, there's still plenty of time to donate. If you go to the Paragon Radio Facebook page, if you go to Dawn Radio's, or sorry, Paragon Dawn's website, the links are there. If you're still done, there's still a couple weeks left. You could donate up to New Year's Eve. Early. I'm not sure what time New Year's Eve. I would say December 30th to play it safe. I know I'm going to donate a couple of bucks. I still have to make my donation. So it'll probably be over $300. It'll be over $300 by the time we're done, at least. I forgot what I was going to say. I don't remember what I was going to say. Just thinking about it. See, the second we mentioned it, I think for next year's, we're going to start. Since we know we're going to have the equipment ready, we have everything ready. I think what we're going to do is we're going to start advertising it right away next year, as soon as we can, like over the summer. Because I did get enough to get the T-shirt. Right. So I think next year we're going to start trying to raise the funds up during the summer, like right after DawnCon, like maybe a week or two after DawnCon. And then hopefully I get the T-shirt. This way I can get the T-shirt to wear when DawnCon hits. I mean, Extra Life hits when DawnCon hits.
Now, here's the thing. This also was a rather interesting weekend last weekend. Also, because November 30th this time came and passed.
Yes.
And nothing, you know,
really
happened. There was a few, from what I understood, there was a few people that gathered on City of Fears at the Atlas Park and pretty much going like, yeah, we're here. But,
we're here. So is everybody else. Yeah, there was no reason to celebrate a shutdown because we're back. So, yeah, there was no reason to celebrate a shutdown or to remember a shutdown. There was no reason to celebrate a vigilance. Mm-hmm. There was no reason. We're here. We're back. That's one day off the calendar.
And so, like I said, you know, the thing is, like I said, I've been thinking, you know, looking when at first we announced about crossing the streams, this was right at the height of when City of Heroes got returned. And
yes,
you've been seeing the numbers as much as I have.
Mm.
It's been dropping.
Yeah.
So I'm going like, oh, yeah, I still plan to do it, you know, both games, but,
right.
Well, I need to say I'm seeing the activity.
I just noticed.
Yeah,
the trees.
Working lights.
The tree. Yeah, that's pretty. Okay. So, see,
but I'm going like, activity-wise,
could it be just because of the holidays and everybody's busy, you know, on the home front?
No, this has been shrinking. No, this has been shrinking for quite some time.
And that's in City of Heroes.
Yeah.
Oy vey. Okay. Guys. Okay. So we got to figure out what's. So we got to talk to Herc soon and, you know, have a meeting with them and, get a long-term, you know, mention it to them. Say, this is what's going on. This is what we're going to do. This is what we'd like to do. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. In fact, since at the moment it's just me, you, and Mordecai's listening ever so faithfully and in the chat room and one other person here, the place I'm planning to do if we continue on is right in City Hall on the City of Heroes side.
Okay. Yes, I would. Yeah, I mean for the events that when we do them over in Champions Online side, you want to do someplace that's near the intro zone, the intro when players first pop game. So we do it near a place called Renaissance Center. And we do it over Champions HQ, which is pretty much. Actually, I think that's safer than doing in City Hall over there, because City Hall is all the way up. You got to, you know, for a new player, they got to claw and scratch their way to get to City Hall. The Champions HQ.
Over there,
right
there.
I mean, yeah, that's why it's better. It's right there, and it's literally across the street, and it's not that bad. As long as they don't have anything planned that weekend, like a mega destroyed invasion or something. Then we could do it. But usually we do it, you know, we could do it there, so. And it's fun to do it in there.
Oh, yeah. All
it,
right,
you
so...
know what it is? You know what it is? It has the feel of a building to do like a Comic-Con style event in, because there's statues of the heroes in there. Stuff is spread out. And the one year we had so many people in there. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. Last year was okay. The year before we had a lot.
Well, yeah, last year was our first real hit, and that's when City of Heroes came back at its height. And
right,
every game, it didn't matter who, what, when, where, why, how, every game took a hit.
Yeah. But the year before, that's when I think we had the most people. We had almost like, what, 150, 200 people in the building at once?
No, well, we're still trying to get that 100 at one time.
Okay.
But yeah.
That was a lot of people. I mean, good Lord, there were a lot of people in that room.
Yeah, you know, people's going like, you didn't do well, so that means you're going to end Donka. I was like, no, at the time being, City Heroes came back. DC UO got hit. World of Warcraft got hit. I mean, you saw it in massively OP. Every game got hit when City of Heroes came back.
Oh, my goodness. Right. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to cross the streams. We're going to include City of Heroes next year. That's all. That's all. We're just going to cross streams and have both games.
Mm-hmm.
We have months to plan it. It's going to be in July. It's going to be the weekend of San Diego Comic-Con. Sure. Hold on.
Hey, Winter Lord is wrecking havoc.
Where?
It's wrecking havoc somewhere.
No, I was just going to my calendar, to my phone. Good Lord, it's going to be 2020. That will be, here we go. July 23rd to July 26th. Thursday, July 23rd to Sunday, July 26th. That will be the dates for DawnCon. DawnCon 5? Which DawnCon is it? Hello?
Six.
DawnCon 6. Crossing the streams.
Mm-hmm.
And it all ends with a premier event in Canada. Get your vehicles ready. Put on your Animorph costumes or your Animorph characters. Soup those vehicles up. Get ready to race like you've never raced before for this year's event. Too Fast, Too Furious. What, you thought it was going to be Fast and the Furious again? I had to go by the movie title. Last year's Fast and the Furious. This year it's Too Fast, Too Furious. I have to go by the movie titles.
Okay. I almost forgot. We have to talk about this.
Maybe.
Disney.
I don't know what it is.
Disney.
Yes. I watched all
planning
that Disney.
Planning another real-life remake of one of their animated.
Good Lord.
Lilo and Stitch. And me and Pogo Man saw the first picture of Stitch.
Good Lord. Hold on. I gotta find my cure. Where's the picture? You look so cute. Yes, you do. You know what picture I'm looking at that looks so cute to Canada, right?
You look at a baby Yoda.
All right. Yeah, I have a baby Yoda story I'm going to read after this account of this Lilo and Stitch thing. I have to read it right away because the picture looks so cute. You look so cute. Yes, you do. All right. Go.
All right.
I'm going to order this right after the show. You look so cute.
But the picture we saw of CGI live action Stitch was neither cute nor cuddly.
It looked like a blue gremlin from Gremlins 3, the bad, nasty, ugly leftovers. No, that's the name of the movie they were going to call it, Gremlins 3, the ugly, nasty leftovers. I'm kidding. They really didn't make it, but that's... That's exactly what it looked like, right? It was a blue gremlin. It was
a blue gremlin. Yeah, I'm going like, when did Stitch have a six-pack abs? I don't remember that. He's supposed to be cute and cuddly. That ain't cute and cuddly.
He was anything but.
So, yeah. No. No.
No. No. No. Bad Disney. Bad. Bad. Bad Disney. Bad.
Somewhere
no.
on somewhere hey. There's a Maury Povich episode. Papa Smurf is sitting next to the hooker gremlin. Papa Smurf, when it comes to CGI Stitch, you are the father.
No! No. All right, can I get to my story now to save us all from these horrible thoughts?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. This story came out Wednesday. First, okay, we've been talking about the Mandalorian, and the first thing in everybody's mind is plush Baby Yoda, plush Baby Yoda, plush Baby Yoda. The first official Baby Yoda plush collectible confirmed. Hot damn. Okay. The bad news is that nobody's getting this huggable figurine of the Mandalorian's breakout character anywhere near Christmas. Oh, the good news, at least folks can buy him by Memorial Day. This is what happens when studios decide to keep something so under wraps that even toy companies don't know about it. odds are the licensees all saw Baby Yoda for the first time at the same time you did, either on Disney Plus or as a meme. Earlier in the week, this Baby Yoda plush showed up on Walmart.com, causing some to wonder if it was legit or, like so many others online, a fan mock-up. Yesterday, online retailer Entertainment Earth confirmed by listing it as an official pre-order. Others followed suit during the day. Thus far, the character has no official name besides The Child. And unlike Pedro Pascal, a puppet portrays him, so there's no actor to just blurt out a secret name in an interview. Even the species of Baby Yoda is only known as Yoda's species. But whatever one chooses to call him, the man in love or this character thus far outpaces that for any newbie in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Sorry, D.O. or D-Zero, or whatever the hell that I don't know. His figure is an 11-inch plush with a vinyl head, and he comes packed in a box that vaguely resembles the kid's floating bassinet. Unlike many other Star Wars products, Mattel, rather than Hasbro, makes The Child. For those concerned about Hasbro losing the license after 2020, this could be Disney testing the waters outside of the regular contract. Pre-orders are now up at EE, and elsewhere for $24.99. Presumably, many people reading this bought it like 5 minutes ago, the moment this headline came through the feed. But let us know if you did or didn't in comments below. So there you go.
So those who got scared of CGI Stitch, you got Baby Yoda.
Yeah, yep, you got Baby Yoda. And there's also, I'm looking at Entertainment Earth now. There's a 10-inch pop, the Child Pop vinyl figure. You have this Black Series of Mandalorian action figure. Vintage Collection of the Mandalorian action figure. There's a bunch of things, the Mandalorian. Let's see. Interesting. So, do you have anything? Any news bits that
nothing that we could really think of.
hold on. Okay. Hold on. Okay, I just registered at the website. That's all. Okay, I'll get back to some stuff now. Are you ordering that as we're doing the show? No. Credit card number. You're ordering it right now. I don't know what you're talking about. You can wait till the show's over. It's a pre-order. What's your credit card number? Damn it. That's why you never pre-order shit during the show, especially if you're not registered at the site. You might accidentally say your credit card number out loud. All right. So here are some villains I do have a couple of updates for. And let's get to that right now. And then I actually do want to, since we were talking about Star Wars, I do want to do Star Wars because they're celebrating their 8-year anniversary this month. So change of pace since we don't have any other game updates. And then we'll get into some more updates. Shall we? Do it. All right. This is actually from, we actually have a couple of updates, I said, from Heroes and Villains. This is Friday update number 364. This week, we've been doing more work on the NPC ally system and how the concept of the independence of the NPCs ties in with tier role as helpers for the players in the multi-narrative structure of the game. For example, a solo player or team might be in need of some ranged support for a mission or even a whole story sequence. But the very best ranged support NPC ally might be unavailable on account of being elsewhere in the game world because of one of the other narrative threads besides the one that the player or team was currently doing. But because of the very large cast of NPCs, there would be one or more alternate ranged support allies who weren't currently engaged in any of the concurrent narrative threads and would be available to lend a hand to the player or team, which helps to make the NPCs feel like they have their own lives and aren't just standing around waiting for the player to make use of them as and when they need them. Well, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, next update. This is from Saturday, November 30th, and this is update number 365. So this is last week's update. Now, this week, we've been returning to one of the major design hurdles that we've been trying to overcome for quite some time, which is one of the fundamental flaws of not just MMOs, but the majority of single-player games too, which is the total lack of any type of narrative stakes in the combat. In spite of the technical sophistication of many modern games, a lot of their fundamental systems are still deeply rooted in the arcade origins of gaming, which is especially obvious when it comes to combat, as it's still a very simplistic black and white binary calculation, where only victory allows progress, and defeat always means a respawn restart to try again until the play achieves the only outcome that the game will accept. Victory. From the angle of an interactive narrative, which is the essence of an RPG, this is clearly a fatal flaw because it reduces combat and every choice that's associated with it. Build choices, loadout choice, skill and ability choices, and so on, to complete meaninglessness in terms of the interactive narrative because there's no interactivity. The only option to progress is victory, and nothing is at stake in the combat. All right, finally, we have something here that was posted Sunday, December 1st, about 7:15 p.m. It's called In-Game Character Models, Part 8. Okay. To mark yesterday's anniversary of the closure of City of Heroes, you know it's reopened, we have another small art update featuring a few more of our NPCs, starting with the heroine Totem, a member of the Legion. And it's a woman wearing blue and orange. I'll post this later. You guys can check it out. It's her from the front, from the back, from the sides. And then this, the mad scientist, Geneticus, who's obsessed with perfecting, quote-unquote, the human race through evolving and manipulating DNA. Next up, Starlight Commander, one of the leaders of the intergalactic Starlighters. Makes sense. Next up, the powerful psionic mutant known as Psyche. You know what's funny about her? She looks like from Scooby-Doo. Who's the one who wore glasses? Daphne or Velma?
Velma.
She looks like Daphne. Right, but she looks like Daphne, the other one. No, that's what I was asking. She looks like the one who didn't wear glasses. Daphne? When I look at her, even her color scheme, she looks and reminds me like if Daphne were a superhero. That's what's funny about it. I'm like, Daphne? Okay, then. The villainous scientist, Dr. Dredd, who rules the island of Asmeda, with an iron fist. And finally, the fire-controlling mutant, Brand. Trying to see. And there's no comments. I don't want to see a Daphne comment. Okay, so that's it. Okay, so that's it for the Heroes of the Game character models. Now, did I have something different for you? Something from Star Wars The Old Republic. Why? They have in-game events for December. Because December is their anniversary. This is their 8th anniversary. So, starting off this week, sorry, December 3rd goes till December 10th, begins and ends at 10 a.m. Pacific Time or 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You have to be at least level 50. The first one is called Relics of the Gree, G-R-E-E. As I said, requirement, level 50 plus. Explore Ilums or Elums, I-L-U-M apostrophe S. Ilum is the name of the planet. Contested area in the Western Ice Shelf to uncover the mysterious purpose of the Gray Second, Sekhant, an enormous ancient Gree starship. Get ready to face a powerful opponent that awaits you at the center of this ancient vessel. Visit the in-game news terminal located on Carrick Station in the Republic Fleet or Valakan Space Dock in the Imperial Fleet to get started on your adventure. I'm sorry, Viken Space Dock. Featured rewards for this mission. Reputation with the Gree Enclave. A Gree digitation cube, white, red, and blue scalene armor, a gray helix weapons, L1-L Defender, L1-L Scout, and miniature gray second mini pets, a cyan sphere, a blue sphere, and red sphere vehicles, and more. Okay, December 17th through December 24th, 2019. Same start times, begins and ends at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
Excuse me.
Rack School Resurgence on Corellia. Requirements for this one, levels 25 plus. The Highland Organization for Rack School Neutralization, or THORN, has issued an official level 2 emergency alert concerning an outbreak of the Rack School Plague on Corellia. Quarantines have been put in place to restrict traffic of the plague off-world, but exceptions will be made for individuals with priority clearance. THORN is recruiting qualified volunteer emergency responders to travel to affected areas to combat the spread of the Rack Ghoul Plague. More information about the outbreak can be found by checking the news terminals on the Republic or Imperial Fleet. THORN wishes to remind you that plague symptoms can be treated if they are identified in the early stages of infection. Whether or not you have travel plans, please consult your nearest trusted medical supply droid and get vaccinated. What are you doing there? You're filing something? Featured rewards. Reputation with THORN. Merciless Seeker's armor set. A THORN epicenter and dark vector armor sets. Outbreak response weapons. Alliance contact. Dr. Loken, infected Veractyl and infected Dubak mounts, ferocious Rackle mini pets, and more. Oh, here we go. This one's for you, Mad Viking. December 17th through January 7th, Life Day. At 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 12 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Requirements, levels 10 plus. It is that time of year again. Denizens across the galaxy get ready to celebrate Life Day. Special missions like Special Snowflake, Parcel Void, and Could Use a Good Hug are available during this limited time. Throwing snowballs and participating in these missions will earn players snow-covered parcels, redeemable for unique rewards. Get out there, throw some snowballs, hug some Wookiees, and most importantly, have fun. Featured rewards are Slay 1 and, oh, this is funny, and J-O-1-Y mounts. But it looks like Joy, if you read it really fast, Joy mounts. Wampa Rug, Snowblower, and Freezer Unit Stronghold decorations. Red, blue, pink, green, gold, and more hollow trees. Several character titles. Planet. I wonder what character titles could be. Planet-themed snow globes and more. Okay. Also from December 17th through January 7th, Level 10 Plus, the 8-year anniversary event. We are happy to celebrate our 8th anniversary on December 20th. To mark this milestone, a special anniversary personnel vendor can be found on the fleet with new class ship stronghold decorations.
Who looks like B. Arthur?
Oh, good
Sorry.
Lord. Stop it. Smack. Oh, previous anniversary reward. Who knows? It could. If it is, I'm going to come on the Champions Online, smack you. I'm going to bring my Jedi and my level 7 Jedi Shadow, my level 7 Kinetic Combat Jedi. I'm going to stealth up to you with my double-bladed lightsaber and slice you with force. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk back across the streams. All previous anniversary rewards will also be available during this limited time as well. Alongside this, both a Coruscant and Drummond Cost strongholds will be available for only 8 credits each. Ooh, such a deal. Featured rewards, faction-based fireworks, commemorative statues of HK-51, Falcorian, and Malgus. Senya Holo statue, fireworks celebratory backpack, several stronghold decoration posters, class ship stronghold decorations, and more. Oh, December 31st through January 7th, level 15 plus, bounty contract week. Dun, dun, dun. For a limited time, the Bounty Brokers Association has opened its doors to anyone willing to take on their dangerous contracts, offering an opportunity for both seasoned and rookie hunters to prove their skills and bring crime syndicates and violent gangs justice. Each day, you could sign up for one standard henchman contract and one high-profile kingpin contract, and each may take you to a separate planet. Complete 5 standard contracts to unlock kingpin missions with bigger loot. Head to the fleet now. Invite your friends and visit representatives of the association to get started on your contracts. Featured rewards, reputation with the Bounty Brokers Association, Bounty Tracker's armor set and Contract Hunter's armor set, Assassin's Bowcaster and Elite Tracker's Bowcaster weapons, Lobolot, Swamp Keldrake, and Drink Server Probe Mini Pets, BH-7X Custom Hunter Mounts, and more. And these events have already started. So log in today to participate in Relics of the Gree. I logged in earlier. I got the missions. I'm on Island already. I just got to do the missions. I'm already there. So, and I know with the Island one, you can grab some other missions there. So.
Could have been worse. Instead of Bay Arthur, I could have said Harvey Korman dressed in drag.
Oh God, yes. It could be both of them. I don't know. I've never logged into the game. I've never logged in this time of year to see what the mission. Oh, and Tin Toy Soldier has joined us.
Yep.
I see somebody behind us. Who is that? And Dora Storm from the Elementals has joined us, also holding a torch. Thank you. And joining us, I didn't mention this earlier, joining us in our chat is George Mosley, Mordicus, Now, I'm going to ask the members. What's that?
Do we have any callers?
No callers. No, I've been checking that. I want to ask people who are in Paragon Dawn, if anybody knows, do we have a Star Wars The Old Republic group or guild or something like that?
I can honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm heard
well,
of
I
talk
know you don't
for
know.
It.
Right.
But I don't know if it actually ever happened.
Hmm. Right, because I remember hearing something about it a while ago. Because now something happened where I have a player, and I had a bunch of really, I had awesome crew contacts. Like, I know you get skills in the game. You can send them out to get materials you need to build stuff. Like, I have crafting skills. And what you do is you get these little, like, crew missions, and you send them out. It takes them a couple minutes to go do them. You wait, and they come back, and they bring you the materials you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, all mine have disappeared because it says I've been in carbonite freezing. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean.
We were waiting for the game for so long?
No. It has not. They say it has nothing to do with that. Because I've had my accounts been active this whole time. Because when I went back into the game, you get like 500 cartel credits a month. So I had like a year's worth of cartel credits to spend. And I spent them on some cool equipment for all my characters. Like, it's outfits, but each outfit you can, like each outfit is, like, 7 different pieces of equipment. And inside each piece of equipment, you could constantly upgrade the equipment. You go to these people in the fleet, and you could buy different pieces of equipment to upgrade them with. That's what I usually do. Like, on missions, like, you got this piece of armor you could slot here. No, I'm just going to sell that. Because they say you can trade it. So it's like, no, I'm just going to sell that and buy this upgrade, these upgrade pieces and put on the equipment I'm wearing. Because the outfit I'm wearing is awesome and I could constantly upgrade my equipment every 5 levels or whatever it is. Because I don't know if you're familiar with the character Reaven from the Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing an outfit that. Oh, I'm wearing his outfit from the cover of the novel. And now I wanted to dye it white and gray. And I'm halfway through. I need like, well, I 3 of the 7 pieces I got the dyes for. I created the dyes for. The coloring dye, not dice, but. And now I just need to finish up the other 4. But now I can't find my crew members. I just had them yesterday. And now they're missing today. It says I've been in carbonite freezing. I'm like, well, how can I be in carbonite freezing?
And that's just part of the mission and you have to go out find them?
I don't know. All of a sudden it's like they're missing since I've been in carbonite freezing for so long. I'm like, how can I have been in carbonite freezing so long? I just took the missions. Something's not right here. I don't know. Something's really screwed up. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, all right. So that's the gaming updates. We do have other updates. Speaking of Star Wars, are you ready for this one?
All right.
You know Lando Calrissian's full name? Well, if you don't, it's been revealed in the Rise of Skywalker prop. I'll explain. It seems like all the open questions will find an answer in the upcoming The Rise of Skywalker. Even the tiny ones, like apparently Lando Calrissian's full name, Endor Express has uploaded on their Instagram profile a photo of Lando's cane in the upcoming Star Wars movie. The cane features an Orabesh inscription circling around the handle, which apparently reveals in translation that Lando Calrissian's full name is, pay attention everyone, Baron Landonis Calrissian III. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a picture from Instagram. They put the picture here at the bottom here. It says, ever wonder what Lando was short for? His cane from the Rise of Skywalker has this inscription. Baron Landonis Balthasar Calrissian III. Whew, that's a mouthful. So there you go. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. Baron Landonis Balthasar Calrissian III.
And now a real-life news about Lando Calrissian's, or the actor, Billy Dee Williams.
Hold on. Somebody said in the bottom, no, his real name is Lando Colt 45 Calrissian.
Billy Dee Williams recently, Monday,
yes,
announced he's gender fluid.
Okay, I heard that about that. What does that mean?
He doesn't take himself or herself seriously, is the quote that he uses. I guess in touch with his masculinity and his femininity.
Okay.
But jumping off Star Wars to Star Trek, we did have someone pass away.
I think I heard about this. There was a writer or
that one, but that's a little bit about this is today. Today.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Robert Walker Jr. passed away. You better know this person as Charlie X.
Oh, no.
Yep. The one
with the series.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead. You can tell her. I know. Go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah. Charlie Evans, better known as Charlie X, sole survivor of a transport ship that crashed on a planet, Thassius. He had uncanny mental abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started feeling that the crew of the Enterprise was going against him, started using... You know, pretty much going, they weren't nice to me.
He turned on them. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a classic episode.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say that's the one where he goes, I want to stay. I think that's the one. Let me see. I got to check YouTube on this one.
Okay.
But I think that's the one. But yeah, he passed away today.
Oh, poor Charlie.
Charlie's Fate. Here, okay, I think I found it. I just gotta listen. All right, well.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you keep talking. Like I said, I'm, you know, like, I think I did.
I do have another Star Wars thing. I'll keep with the Star Wars. Okay. There is a Darkseid Rey double lightsaber replica. It comes at a hefty price tag. If you've seen the commercials, there's a scene where you see Rey, looks like she's on the dark side, and she has an interesting double lightsaber. It flips open. There is an exact replica of this, right? Okay, so does the $200 for a custom lightsaber at the Disney Parks Black Spire Outpost sound a tad steep? How about the new Kylo Ren Black Series lightsaber replica for $300? A pittance next to the latest Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker weapon, which comes at a cost of $1,599.99. Dark Side Rey's dual blade saber has been the talk of fandom ever since it appeared in that early teaser. And Lucasfilm is clearly betting on that early enthusiasm translating into healthy profits. Is Rey actually going to the dark side? Is it a hallucination? A brief flirtation with danger? We don't know, but we tend to bet against Lucasfilm permanently corrupting their franchise's biggest female role model since Leia Organa. One thing we do know is that this two-for Sith saber is cooler than Darth Maul's. Due to that all-important hinge in the middle, snap it back and forth like a butterfly knife, or just hook an opponent's saber between parallel blades. According to the official product description, it is machined out of solid aluminum with all metal details pieces. This replica is based on a detailed study of the actual prop and reference materials supplied by the Lucasfilm production team. This lightsaber is screen accurate, not only in the geometry, but down to the detailed weathering as well. Also, the hinge mechanism is the same one that was used in the actual prop. The included base is hardwood, so at least buyers will get extra authenticity and coolness for their cash. If Rey will not turn to the dark side, perhaps you will. I don't.
I did find it. Yep, I did. The YouTube, it is where the one he ends up. I want to stay and fades out.
Okay.
And I put the link in the chat.
Okay, but for that much money, I want actual laser sword to come out. Okay, another Star Wars Star Wars from Thursday. Okay, Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance. Exclusive figure and vehicle are now available. Huh? Disney Parks' new Star Wars ride, Rise of the Resistance, officially opens to the public yesterday, at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. And to celebrate, of course, the park has new merchandise available. Via the Disney Parks blog, new items include T-shirts and pins aplenty, along with an exclusive new toy of the ride vehicle, scaled for 3 3/4-inch action figures. It even comes with a special astromech droid. It's been a hell of a week, folks, let me tell you. Astromech droid, who slots into the front of the ride car. Rise of the Resistance is a ride with multiple components. It includes a simulated shuttle ride into space, and from there, a trackless troop transport ride through a First Order Star Destroyer. The toy includes both vehicle forms. Throughout the ride, tourists come face-to-face with big names in the Star Wars universe like Kylo Ren, Finn, Rey, and BB-8. Some as animatronics, others as projections. Disney's first Star Wars ride, Star Tours, took years before creating a figure-scaled ride vehicle for guests to own. Since then, and since acquiring Star Wars outright, they've gotten quicker on the uptake. Thus far, the Rise of the Resistance merchandise is exclusive to Florida, but it will hit California's Disneyland Resort January 17th when the West Coast version of the ride opens for business. There you go.
All right.
Now, some interesting film news from DC. J.J. Abrams comments on his possible involvement with DC films. Throughout his career, J.J. Abrams has tackled several big franchises, including Star Wars, Star Trek, and Mission Impossible. He also wrote his own Superman screenplay back in the early 2000s. Of course, that movie never got made, and Abrams has still yet to properly enter the big screen superhero realm. Rumors are currently circulating about Warner Brothers having their eye on Abrams to helm either a new Superman film or a Green Lantern reboot. Now, the director is addressing this gossip in a new interview with Screen Rant. The rumors about Abrams' DC involvement stemmed from a pact his production company, Bad Robot, recently made with Warner Media. Under the deal's terms, the company will create exclusive content for Warner Media over a 5-year period. But, according to Abrams, they still haven't had any discussions about what projects he'll develop. I have not had one official conversation with Warners at all about this, said Abrams, but people have asked me this question. I know that we, Bad Robot, we've recently signed a deal with Warner Media. We will begin in earnest all discussions about what's coming next, but I know no more than you do about what's next, certainly in terms of DC. Man of Steel memorably kickstarted DC's shared cinematic universe in 2013. However, Warner Brothers doesn't seem any closer to developing a standalone sequel. Henry Cavill, who last reprised his headlining role as Superman in Justice League in 2017, recently shared that he hasn't given up on playing the character. The studio has also been developing a Green Lantern Corps movie since 2015. According to Variety, Geoff Johns is expected to turn in a script for that film by the end of the year. So, there you go with that.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about this from several different blah, blah, blah. But Zack Snyder confirms the Justice League Snyder's cut is real.
Okay.
There's been a lot of talk about this over the last few months, about the Snyder's cut of Justice League. Some of the film stars have asked for its potential release, while others, like composer Danny Elfman, have denied its existence. But the director himself, Zack Snyder, has made it clear that it does, in fact, exist. Snyder recently took to Vero and showed off a number of film cans and a runtime marked with his initials. In it, it includes a text. Is it real? Does it exist? Of course it does. Rob Liefeld, of all people, shared the image on his Twitter account as seen below. This marks the first time that Snyder provided direct confirmation that his cut is real. It's been the subject of discussion since the film hit theaters 2 years ago. However, Snyder's original vision never saw the light of day, and it doesn't look like it will anytime soon, despite the mounting demand. While speaking with Variety, a source close to the project explained why the studio isn't interested. There's little appetite at the studio for spending the millions of dollars it would require to finish visual effects and editing work on Snyder's version, particularly as Justice League was a commercial disaster. There are currently no plans to release a Snyder version either in theaters or on HBO Max. Now, you know what? I don't know. What do you think? Sorry. Do you think that people would be interested in the Snyder Cut?
Really couldn't give an honest. I mean, I know that's been kind of like the, running. I won't say running gag, but the running story that it exists. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. And now they're saying there's actual proof.
Right.
I'm going with believe it when I see.
Right. I mean, because now we see these film cans. I mean, okay, on top of we see these film cans. You can write anything on them. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said. All right. You know, okay.
I mean, for all we know, it's someone putting in the Avengers Endgame portal scene and putting the Justice League in as well. That's
true.
All. Which has been overdone in YouTube. I just want to point that
Good
out.
Lord. Good Lord. Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep, yeah, yeah. Okay. Away from DC for a moment. I have news from ABC. Ready for this one? ABC is celebrating Marvel's Stan Lee with a TV special. Last month marked the 1 year since legendary comic book writer Stan Lee passed away. Now, ABC is gearing up to honor Lee's legacy with a new hour-long primetime TV special. Well, it's about time. Via Marvel.com, ABC announced that it will air Celebrating Stan Lee on Friday, December 20th at 8 p.m. You know, that day seems to be a big day in media. You got this special. You have Rise of Skywalker coming out. And on Netflix, I think The Witcher comes out that day. And something else comes out that day on streaming on December 20th. Anyway, ABC News produced a special, which was partially filmed in front of an audience at New York's New Amsterdam Theater. It promises to showcase never-before-seen footage and interviews with Lee from deep within Marvel's and ABC News archives. Fans can also expect to see actors who have shown up in various Marvel films and TV shows. Viewers will see interviews with Tom Hiddleston, Paul Bettany, Kobe Smulders, Clark Gregg, Ming-Na Wen, Deborah Ann Woll, and Lauren Ridloff. The special also boasts other big names as well. Marvel Studios' Kevin Smith, Mark Hamill, Seth Green, Jimmy Kimmel, New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley. What does he have to do with that? Disney CEO Bob Iger and rappers Method Man and Daryl DMC McDaniels will also make appearances. Additionally, other comic book creators will share how Stan revolutionized their industry, including current Marvel editor-in-chief C.B. Sibulski, Todd McFarlane, and Joe Quesada, who now serves as executive VP and creative director of Marvel Entertainment. As a young man, Stan the Man Lee always dreamed of writing, going on to create some of the greatest heroes of our modern times, said Quesada in a statement. Stan showed each of us how to be a hero in our everyday lives, and the stories he wrote will go on to influence generations of fans for decades to come. We can't wait for all you true believers out there to see the special to honor and celebrate Stan's incredible life and all the lives he has touched. And below, there'll be some artwork. There's a picture that we'll post later on, too, as well.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yes.
Before we ended, because I'll go like, they're going to go talk about Stan Lee on ABC. I know they're not going to bring in Martin Scorsese or Francis Ford Coppola. But that brings in, how did The Irishman do?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have anything about that. Do you know offhand?
I'm checking right now.
Okay, as you check that, news about the Joker, while you're checking that really quick. Joker is heading back to IMAX theaters. What's funny is, Joker is still playing in a couple of theaters out by me still. Not IMAX, but Warner Brothers' Joker film is ready to make one last stand in theaters before its bow in home video. The unexpected hit will return to IMAX theaters starting on Friday, December 6th. We'll have a limited one-week run. Director Todd Phillips recently shared the news in a post on Instagram. Okay. That also said, Todd Phillips pitched Joker as the first film in the DC Black Label trilogy. Hold on really quickly. Okay, I want to say that because Warner Brothers announces Joker, Blu-ray, and digital dates. It remains to be seen whether Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix will once again team up for Joker's sequel. Regardless, did you find it? I'm reading this while you're looking at the Irishman news. So
Well, yeah, I found it.
Okay, really quickly. Anyway, here's the deal with Joker. Where are the dates? I had these dates before. We were talking about this. Joker will be available to purchase digitally on December 17th. And anyone who wants to own the physical copy, it will arrive on Blu-ray on January 7th. Okay. Warner Brothers has yet to share any cover art or a full list of special features that will accompany the release. What's funny is Phillips previously told Collider that we could rule out any deleted scenes because they were deleted for a reason. That's like saying that deleted scenes were deleted for a reason. Yeah, bullshit. They're going to show up on the Blu-ray. Stop that. They were deleted because they were deleted. Stop that. They were deleted to put on the Blu-ray. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So, all right. So December 17th, you could get it digitally. And January 7th, you could get it on Blu-ray and whatever other forms. Okay, Irishman, hit it.
All right. Now, Allied Stats IC is the international box office. Because domestic box office, it looks like they went straight to Netflix.
I think they were. I think that's what it was planned to, right?
And, you know, and I'm trying, you know, trying to find any way in the form of, you know, to rate it, how to do it on Netflix.
Right.
But, couldn't tell you on this one.
Really?
Let's see. Netflix numbers. And the answer is Netflix rarely releases such data. So Nielsen announced the film averaged audience of 13.16 viewers. It's being treated as a TV.
Right.
They still don't know how many people watch The Irishman. They don't know the numbers. They're not giving it out. I'm going like, flag on the play?
I'm trying to see here. I'm trying to pull up some news, too. It seems like Netflix users are divided. I found our Netflix users... is it boring or a masterpiece?
All right. Well, George Buckley says The Irishman was good. Okay. So we have
one thumbs
up.
Some people are saying it sucked. All right. And some people are giving it a 3 out of 10. There's a lot of fans are saying this. I'm going to come out and say it absolutely sucked. So long. So boring. De Niro was shot out. The whole movie appears like everyone read the script once, shot the scene once, and said, fuck it. 3 out of 10.
All right. Well, like I said, George Bosley is saying Irishman is good. Okay.
No, that's then somebody else is saying that it's a good movie that, like Scorsese said, watching these Marvel movies, they can't sit through a long movie. Well, that's not true. The Marvel movies are long movies to begin with. So what are you talking about? Some of the Marvel movies go 2.5 hours. So what are you talking about?
And God forbid
then
you go, hey, let's do the marathon one.
Right. And then somebody's going like this. I'm halfway through The Irishman and it's fucking shite. Utter fucking dog shite. Garbage. MS trying to recreate Goodfellas for a new audience. I'd rather watch 3 episodes of Bastard Country filed in this pile of crap. Fucking woeful, terrible. Pile of horseshit. Fucking awful shit.
Now, at the same time, I mean, I'll give, you know, credit to where it's due. We could have some people that are a little angry at the Marvel comment. So, if there's a reason to flame on the internet, they're going to flame, let's be honest.
Right. Well, some people aren't even complaining about the length of it. It's like somebody said that, all right, it was 3.5 hours. It felt like 2 hours. Somebody said it was 3.5 hours. Yes, but I could have watched it for another 3.5 hours.
Yeah. So like I said.
Okay. Somebody says here they were somebody international film critic says Irishman was not a hit with my family. 1 hour into the film, they all started scattering away. A group of 12 people just vanishing out of the living room. I'm banned from ever choosing a Thanksgiving film ever again. Wow.
The Irishman is not a Thanksgiving movie.
Well, that then don't put it out on Thanksgiving. They put it out on Thanksgiving for a reason. So, okay, we have less than 60 seconds. I want to say this. I did a major accomplishment. You talk about binge watching. I survived the Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Gauntlet. It's a joke. If you watch it, they set up a gauntlet because it's on Netflix and they wanted a storyline. So what they did was Netflix is about binge watching. They set it up where they had to watch 6 movies in a row. Instead of watching one day, one at a time, they set up where they had to watch all 6 in a row. So that was an inside joke. So Netflix told them they had to do a storyline for this season. So they said, all right, we're going to make them watch them all at once. So it was an inside joke to Netflix. Like, all right, you want them to have this thing, and you like people binge watching your seasons. It's going to be called The Gauntlet. Because usually the thing is that they watch one movie a week that fry their brains. Like, we can't watch 6 movies a week. We can't watch 6 movies at once. Are you crazy?
All right.
And with that, I think we're done, and I got kicked out of City of Heroes. Uh-oh. See, this is what happens when I have so many good stories to read.
All right, everybody, have a super week.
We're in the post. Everybody have a super week. Go read those comic books. Watch those superhero shows. Don't forget Crisis. Did we even mention Crisis on Infinite Earths?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't mention at the beginning. Crisis on Infinite Earth is this Saturday night. Don't forget to watch it. We didn't mention it during the show. I don't believe it. All right. Crisis on Infinite Earth is... Don't forget, Crisis on Infinite Earth is... Sunday night it begins. Don't forget to watch it. I don't believe we forgot to mention it on there. Holy shit. And you have to watch it because I don't know where you're going to watch it on replay. Because, like, on my cable thing, you can't watch the CW on replay. The only thing I'm hoping for is when they do the January 14th, the 2 episodes, that week before, they show the 3 episodes again. See, I have Optimum, and I don't know why. For some reason, you can't watch the CW on replay. I don't know why you can't do that. But anyway, everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week, and we will discuss the first 3 episodes of Crisis on Infinite Earths. Next week. Now, I want to see if anything was mentioned about Star Wars The Old Republic. I've got the hiccups all of a sudden. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, they said we didn't see the timer. We were talking. Well, we didn't see the timer. I was trying to get it in time. Oh, well. We tried.
All right. Well, may as well end the show.
Okay.
And we can do our imitation of Charlie X as we go. I want to stay.
Doesn't he also tell the crew they can have ice cream, or is that a different episode?
I think. No, no, that's that's the drunk.
Is that the one where they were drinking? That's a drunk one, right? The one guy takes over this, right? He takes over the as captain and he says,
"No ice cream for you."
Never mind. Right, no ice cream, right? Something like that. All right, I knew something like that. All right, very good. I knew. All right, everybody, we've had one of those weeks to forget. We hope you enjoy the episode. We're sorry we're in the after party already if you're still listening. If you're on Monday night, you've watched the first two parts of Crisis on Infinite Earths. I hope you've watched them. You're enjoying them. One more episode that you'll see, and then you have to wait till January 14th for the other two parts. But I thought the way they were setting it up, that Arrow, that his Arrow would be over this week. It's not. It's going to continue. I think there's going to be like 13 episodes. So there's still a few more episodes left for him. I think there's going to be 13. Hold on. Let me just double check something really quick. Before we go off air. I know. We've had a hell of a week. Right? I'm checking right now before we go off air. Try and check these episodes. Okay. Yeah, okay. So they just had episode 7 of this year. Episode 8, Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 4, will be January 14th, right? And then they're going to have two more episodes. Episode 10 will be January 28th. So January 9th, I'm sorry, hold on. Episode 9 will be January 21st. Episode 10 will be January 28th. January 21st, the episode will be called What They Become. And then January 28th will be the final episode called Fade Out. Okay.
All right.
And now that. So maybe next week, I'm going to try and find the article, what heroes were featured. So in case anybody missed it, we could do a review of what heroes, you know. Because I know Brandon Ruth is going to be in it as the Atom, and he's also going to play the Kingdom Come Superman. Because remember, he did play Superman in Superman Returns.
Right.
And Kevin Conroy is going to play live-action Batman from Batgirl's Batman. I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome for the first time he actually plays live-action Batman. So... Just think about it. For 20 plus years now, he's been playing Batman. Just the voice. Now he's doing it physically.
Right.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Oh, boy, oh, boy. My fanboy me is going, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Just think, less than 48 hours now, kids. Sunday night, it begins, 8 o'clock. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I can't wait. I know, right? The fanboy, the little kid fanboys in this are all jacked up for this thing. Anyway, guys, watch it, enjoy it. I know I'm going to sit back and watch every minute of it. I'm going to copy it, DVR it, watch it again. I'm going to watch it once when it's on, watch it again later that night, watch it Monday morning, watch it right before the next episode, watch them again later. I'm going to keep it on my DVR, watch them a couple times before the 14th. Keep all 5 episodes on my DVR. Watch them again. See, I only wish that they would sell the episodes, like the crossovers. That's the one thing they don't do with the crossovers. They don't sell them as like a movie. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, do you remember the Crisis on Earth X?
Yeah.
That was like one of the best crossovers they did. And they didn't state. I wish they had sold that one. They did that as a like they would have sold that as a movie. That was an awesome crossover, and I wish they had done that one. But anyway, yeah, maybe we'll talk about that too next week. All the crossovers they've done, rate them all, because they've done a few of them. But who is this gentleman here? Black Seed is standing between us. Society of the Now Seen Eye. Okay. And he left. All right. So that's it. We're out of here. Everybody have a good week. Go get ready for the holidays. The season's upon us. Be good to each other. Enjoy. spread good cheer and peace on earth. All that good stuff. Be good to each other. Be super, and we'll see you next Friday night for another episode of Paragon Radio. Do you have anything you'd like to say in closing, good sir?
I want to stay.
Anything else in closing?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, I'll see you next time.